The righteous cry, and the Lord hear them and deliver them out of all their trouble. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Now, see, many of us have areas where we're weak in. Some of us are weak in finance right now. Some of us are weak in the area of ability to do things financially. Some of us are weak in our faith. We're weak in different. Somebody say, many. Things happen. And the devil will lie to you and say, listen, if you were righteous, things wouldn't be happening in your life. Things wouldn't be so messed up. So say, many are the afflictions of the righteous. So you could have some afflictions and still be righteous. But, somebody say, but, the Lord delivers them out of them all. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but they'll be delivered. Stuff you're dealing with right now in the areas that say, hey, this doesn't line up. I just don't understand this. Why, if this was God or if that was God in my life, why would this be happening? Why would that be happening? Something's all, if this righteousness stuff, many, somebody say many, are the afflictions of the righteous. But glory to God, he delivers them out of every one of their afflictions. Confess that right now. I shall be delivered from every one of my infirmities, weaknesses, and afflictions and fears. He keepeth all his bones, and none of them are broken. Evil shall slay the wicked. God's been speaking this for a while. Listen, the evil, the path, the very path, the crooked, dumb path that the devil gets people off in is what's going to be their destruction. Did it say God slays the wicked? Did it say God did that? No, God's not going to do it. Evil. Listen, that mouth. Job said, what I feared has come upon me. The path that people choose to walk in will either destroy them or bring them life. And they that hate the righteous shall be what? Desolate. Didn't say they that hate God, did it? Said no, they that hate the righteous. Read that. And they that hate the righteous. And they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. Say, this is the day of Jubilee, of the vengeance of our God. They that hate the righteous shall be desolate. It costs to talk about holy people. You know, somebody can have some hang-ups and some problems, but it will cost. Somebody say, they that hate those that have a relationship with God. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. I don't care how good it looks. I don't care how good it looks. I don't care how much money's in the bank. You hear what I'm saying? I don't care how the economy's going. Not one rep. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. God, that's why some people are always broke. They just shut up and be nice. Things will get better. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them, somebody say, none of them. Somebody say, not a one. Not a one of them that what? That trust in what? Trust in what's going on around them? Trust in their friends? Trust in one another? And trust in the economy? Trust in circumstances, trust in their education, trust in their bank account. Not one of them that trust in him, in his word. You trust in him by trusting eyes, feet. Sweet presence of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, Father, oh, for grace to trust you more. Oh, for grace to trust you more. If you develop that trust in God, you won't be desolate, I promise you. You should not be desolate. Why don't you stand up right where you are?